medic. It's time to show our true fabric. Reusable, not plastic. I think it's time we talk about it, live about it, be about it. Cause we know we only got this one world. I think it's time we change our habits. Getting it going, always at it. I better move and stay steady. When it pops off, we get frantic. These problems here, systematic. Behind the scenes, holographic. This time I'm doing something drastic. But I'll leave you flabbergasted. Gonna win, so never tell it.
Saving the planet, making changes automatic. It's time to show our true fabric. We use the bow and not plastic. I think it's time we talk about it, live about it, be about it. Cause we know we got this one world. I think it's time we change our habits.
Yeah, you know we always at it. Keep it green, I'm all about it. Yeah, you know we always at it. It's so high, no, I'm a savage. Yeah, you know we always at it. Got this time we get ratchet. Yeah, you
fresh and organic. It's not about it. We always at it.
Next verse, I'm back at it. If there's a way, skip it. Cause it's problematic, thrown out, a waste basket. It's just moving to a higher bracket. Energy, I'm trying to match it. LHC, I'm trying to panic. Destiny, we're refined tactic. Only for the ones who understand it. Now's the time, we gotta edit. New updates, reformatic. We the ones, yeah, let's grab it. Data sync, transmitted. Coming through to be a tragic. All fresh and organic. The top of how we always edit.
Yo, this is your boy Reckless in the building. Why do I keep doing it? Fuck it. I'm not even going to change my name, but still. It's your boy Reckless. How y'all doing out there? That was At It from B, right? Or you go by like a whole different thing.
Yeah, Big Earth Energy. It's an acronym, but yeah, my name is B, my actual name and my artist name.
That is, wait, that's your real name?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That, okay, now that's cool. And I have a boring, like, common name. It's like the 12th most common name in the world, so whatever. But no, so B, so a few years ago, I first, you first caught my eye. I had saw just a photo of you on a friend's page, and I was like, yo, that's actually dope. Who is that? And then I go onto your page and I see, you know, all the flowers and the bees, and then I see, like, you're an artist, and I was like, okay, this is that, I was not expecting this, this is totally different. And you had the fingers with the stingers on it.
Yeah, stingers. Yeah, I have little ones today, but yeah. Yeah,
that is so what started that whole thing?
So actually, like, I guess a little bit of a club kid at heart. I love Lady Gaga. I'm really inspired by, like, mm-hmm. the theatrics when it comes to, like, artists. And so when I was, like, creating myself as an artist, this was, like, back, like, in 2009, I think. That was the first time I actually created the stingers, because long time ago, me and my cousin were supposed to, like, we were trying to make a band together. We weren't as serious as back then, but we called ourselves Brit and the Bee. And so I decided to kind of take on this, like, insect form when I was, like, on stage as an artist. And so I just was, like, delving around and, like, having, like, some sort of hand thing. Cause I was like, if Michael Jackson can wear one glove, like, I want to do something where it's kind of, like, a little out there. And it's actually representative. Cause I take, messages from nature, and I've been really, like, into bees, like, for a really long time. And when I was younger, I felt like I heard this message, like, oh, like, well, we all know honeybees die after they sting, and I was really fascinated, like, that's a really big sacrifice, you know. Yeah. That they make. But it made me feel like we all kind of have metaphorical stingers, and if we judge each other, it's like us stinging, but we die spiritually. So that's why I created the stingers to wear on like a hand. So it was kind of like this visual representation of like a promise to just love. The message behind them is don't sting, don't judge, just love. Mm. So it's kind of like, yeah, a reminder and like my promise. And so I wear them constantly. I wear them every day. Found these rings to wear like just on the daily. And then the bigger ones I like make. Actually, it's kind of crazy how things evolved, because back then I was making them the same way I make them now, but I make them out of recycled materials. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because the more I learned about like sustainability, and I went to school for environmental studies and sustainability, I realized, I was like, wow, like I'm actually being pretty sustainable with this fashion that I'm creating. And I also, most recently, a friend was like, actually, that's also a sustainable option to like getting acrylic nails, because I don't get nails because I have my stingers. And I was like, yeah, that's true, because this is something that you could wear throughout the year. You don't have to get plastic glued onto your nail.
Yeah.
You know, and have that be shaved down and create microplastic. So it kind of embodies like a lot of who I am as an artist. Like I call myself an environmental artist.
Yeah, that's actually very amazing, and something that I didn't even recognize at first. But going deeper into like, you know, your page and listening to your music, it was like, okay, there's something there. There's more to it. And now, like, I understand it. Before we get into more of your music, there's something I have to bring up with you. Your last post. That was the most incredibly like pure, one of a kind. You're not seeing that anywhere else. Like, that was so authentically you. And hearing your story, it's like, okay, I get it. That all fits. So the question is, what was that? Like, what was the inspiration behind that outfit?
The outfit. So actually, I also am a big promoter of, you know, getting things from artists like and designers, because I think if you can support other artists, it's like really good. And when people are starting out, they usually are doing things on a smaller scale, which is more sustainable. So I do think like there's most of the things I try to get are vintage. Otherwise, I'm getting from like a designer who like custom makes to order. So there's no like surplus in what they do. So yeah, that was a Papa Doll Ted Keeney that I was wearing. Wow. And yeah, I really liked, because it kind of, like I said, I'm a Gaga, like I'm such a little monster. But she had like, back when she was coming out, she like wore all these like Kermit the Frogs, and there was like a dress of her and like this a ton of Hello Kitties and stuff. And it just was so reminiscent. I found them on Instagram and I was just like, oh my God, like I have to have that. Cause it looked so like, it was just very eye catching, all these like little teddy bears and like a bikini. I was just like, okay, that's dope. And it was actually like my first performance coming back. I feel like I'm in my third era as an artist. Okay. And so that performance, I was like, I'm gonna show out. Like, I know I've been saving this for like a music video or something, but I'm gonna show out. I have to show the world what I'm about. Like, I'm serious. So yeah. And I just liked that it was definitely different, and like utilizing, you know, stuffed animals to make something is it's a part of like the creativity that I like. It's being like resourceful and using things that you wouldn't think to make something out of. It's just really special. So, yeah.
So, what was the reaction like from the audience?
Oh my gosh. It was a really good, like, welcome back to me, kind of. Like, yeah, I got a lot of good reviews and comments, and, I actually got a show off of doing that show. I only performed like two of my songs, so I was literally up for like 4 minutes, but I made a lot of tips, because it was a drag show. So like they tip, okay. And I literally was like, wow, this is amazing. I like hadn't experienced that, because I am from Fresno and I started out in the drag scene in Fresno, even though really? I wasn't like a drag queen. My look is very like theatrical. So I was kind of like, I guess, you consider me a bio queen or something like that. But that is the place where I found like a lot of the homes. So I hadn't like ever gotten tipped like that out there though.
Promise you
that. Yeah, it was really sick. And some friends that I had recently met and was working on a track, which we will be debuting soon. I invited them. I was like, hey, come out to my show, and they were like, super impressed, and they got a show like a few weeks later and was like, hey, you want to be on this show? Like, we saw what you got, like, come out. So good things are happening from it for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's just amazing. Like, that is that's so cool, because you don't know this about me, but I've been a dancer like my entire life, and I'm well versed in like ballet and jazz, but I like hip hop is always just me. And back then, like early mid 2000s, it was all about just being big and bold and just being loud. But for hip hop, you couldn't be conceptual. People would see it as like, oh, it belongs over here in this category. And then all of a sudden, like, I just woke up and was like, no, I don't want to do that. So I started making like concepts. I started like talking about like real things within like the community, talking about relationships and doing it differently. And at first it was seen as, no, that's not cool. We're not caring about that because it's too different. And then I started incorporating like rock music or some like lyrical ballads and stuff. And again, it was like, no, that's stupid. And then all of a sudden you see like someone like Lady Gaga come out and her boldly being different. And people are like, oh, okay, I guess we can do that now. And then you see that kind of take off. And it's like that, it's weird when you want to be yourself and do what you feel like you want to do, but you have so many like people saying, no, you can't do that. You have to fit in this box. So when was the moment for you where you decided, I don't have to fit in that box? What made you become B?
Oh, gosh. I mean, back when I was younger, I always felt like a little bit different. And I guess I felt what set, like, when you're saying like people telling you the no's and things like that, I saw it as like sometimes I saw like the judgment. And that was something that I really like, I didn't want to take it like to heart, but I really didn't want like other people to feel that way. I was just like, like, it sucks to be like judged or be put down and stuff like that. And so I was just like, I just want to contribute something that will allow people to feel loved. And like my first thought was like, how do you get people to love? I was like, well, get them to dance or like have a good time, because when we're enjoying our life and enjoying each other, we like don't really have this like the animosity or the issues. So that's what I guess really kind of drove me to like want to like push like a message of love and acceptance. And then kind of seeing like, I mean, I'm very heavily influenced by bees too. And looking at like their population going in decline, I felt like there was even more of a reason to like keep going, even though you might not hear like the right, you might not be doing things that other people think are necessarily good or their cup of tea or whatever, but it's just kind of like, well, I'm here, I'm not gonna like let you stop. But I will be honest, like at the beginning of this year, I got like dragged online, and some people were like, oh, like that's cool, like you're on somebody's YouTube channel who's like this really popular drag queen. But I was like, well, you think that's cool, but they were like, it brought a lot of hate to my channel, and people like saying all this stuff like, oh, like you should do something else and this and that. And I'm like, and you also, they were talking about music that was like 2 to 3 years old of mine. I was like, you should go look at my new stuff, like don't do that. But it was like somebody who had a huge platform hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and you're just, your channel is called Beat Down, and you just beat other artists down. I'm like, I had to like collect and just be like, you know what, like, that's just the internet, and if you want to put yourself out there, you have to be able to roll with the punches, I guess, because not everyone's going to have something to say, and not all of them are even qualified to say it. So it's like, you got to take it with a grain of salt. So that's kind of what, like, as far as a recent experience, I like was like, you know, I know where I'm at now. I hope I was, my comment was nice. I was just kind of like, hey, like, I wish I had somebody like you checking me on my stuff back then. But it's like, hey, a one woman show, like, doing my own hair and makeup and all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, it might not be perfect, but I also don't have like a huge team behind me, you know. That's what we work towards, is to get like that support. But yeah, I mean, I guess you just got to keep going, because you get signs that you're doing the right thing, I feel like. And there's going to be a lot of people who try to just talk and say no, but I call those people honeysuckers.
Yeah.
I'm a real big fan of Pulp Fiction, so like, say what again, honeysucker?
No, I love it. And when I saw that EP, Honeysucker, I was like, oh god, yes. And so I listened to it and I was like, okay, I like this energy. I really like it. And what I really like is that you are sticking true to you still. So even though you got that hate, or you got, you know, some negative, like, negative feedback or whatever, it may have made you stumble, but it's not going to stop you. And that's beautiful. And that's how powerful artists really are. And they just don't know that their own power, especially in the beginning. But I didn't know about the hate.
Oh yeah, I was having to like delete some stuff. I was just like, it was funny because some people were like, oh hey, I came here from like Willem's Beatdown, and I had no idea what that was or who that was. And then after like the third, fourth person, I was like, wait, I should go check this out. And I watched it, and it was like on New Year's, of all the days, like, you're going into the new year that's like dropped on New Year's Eve or something. And I'm just like, wow, that's great. Like, it just like, people were like just talking about my body, talking about like all kinds of things, my wig. Like, it was just like, okay guys, like, okay, a funny one was Wiggy Azalea, I'll give him that. that was hilarious.
Okay.
And broke candy, that's another one. Those were some, wow, good ones. Like, I can laugh too, like, that was, yeah, that was good. But like, yeah, no, some of it was just insensitive and like a little extra. It's like, I'm sure you aren't doing anything artistic behind your keyboard there, but I mean, not me to judge. I can just like delete your comment and like, you know, the platform isn't for you. You're definitely not colony or part of the community. And I think that's like, you know, I mean, it's good to at least know that. Like, it's like, okay, well, you don't get access to the platform if all you want to do is be negative.
No, for real. And like, for me, I rarely, but people would come at me and say some things too about, like, you know, either my choreography or my photography or something. And then I, instead of getting angry, I would flip it and be like, okay, so you didn't like this. Why? Like, what specifically? Yeah. And most of the time they wouldn't come up with an answer, or they wouldn't be able to reply, or they'll say all of it sucked. And I was like, well, like, that's, what is not, it? Was, yeah, it the beat? Was it the beat selection? Was it the movement? Was it the texture? Like, what was it? And then I found that most people don't know what they're talking about. And then the ones that do, they teach. And then once, like, I started posting my photography, and then I heard the negative stuff, I reached out, and then they would be like, oh, okay, well, how about you come over here, and then I'll show you this. And then you can see it just starts getting better, and then you start to build the community. Mm-hmm. But the people who are just negative just to be negative, I never really pay them any mind, because then I look at what you're doing and it's like, oh, that's it, okay, well, peace out, I don't care. So, you know, don't let that bother you. But if Was that part of the reason why, like, you kind of didn't want to perform this year or, like, want to come back?
Well, no, I definitely did want to, but it, like, during COVID and everything, I was working on this new EP, and I got it finished. I think it dropped just at the end of this past year, so it's been out, like, I don't know, maybe 6 months or something. I think it was September drop or something like that, but yeah. So I was like getting really stoked to like play this stuff. It was obviously things still had to open up and all that. So I'm like, okay. But then that kind of hit me, and I had already kind of also been going through my own like dark night of the soul, like personal like journey of like clearing out, like making sure the right people were around me, like as far as my home base, my friends and all that stuff too. So it was like, I'd kind of been doing a lot just like behind the scenes on top of like, you know, being expressive with my art, but I had a lot of doubts to myself too. Like, oh shoot. I kind of had somebody like pretend that they were a very, very, big like manager who I follow on Instagram. So it was literally somebody who like looked at my stuff and basically like found a way to like try to manipulate me to like get my information. And they like used basically like a management, like, offer basically. And I thought, I was like, whoa, this is it. And then I found out, I was like, wow, you're a piece of shit. Like, you're not who you say you are. And so I like had my hopes kind of up, and you can never put all your eggs in one basket, but I was like kind of going through it. And then that, like all that, like getting dragged stuff, it was just like, is this the sign? Like, I thought I was getting signs of this is it. It's going up. I'm doing it. And then all of a sudden it was like, no, this person is just trying to steal your information. And everybody's basically like talking shit right now. So I was just like, okay, well, I don't know if this is supposed to be like that moment of me like, oh, is this really what you want to do? I mean, I think that's probably, it was that moment of like, what do you really want to do? Like, aside from like any opportunities aside, all the opinions aside, like, what do you want to do? And I like was able to really like say like to myself, this, I don't want to do anything else. Like, I can't not do this because this is me. Mm-hmm. And I guess for maybe just like a small portion of January after that happened, like a couple weeks, I was like in my feels wondering like, should I do this stuff? Is it really good, or do I just suck? Like, you know, I get, think we all have those moments where we ask ourselves that, but I definitely had it like right in my face to wonder like, wow, well, I mean, there were these things that I was hoping for that I may have not gotten, and something else happened. I'm like, well, that's not to say that I don't deserve that or that won't ever happen to me or whatever, but it's like, I then think of all the people, like, I have friends who are like, oh, I'm like a flexitarian now. Like, I like don't eat meat every day. And like, I see the little like, and I think that's the biggest thing in life, you know, like, not everything is so grandiose, and like, everything is so sensationalized with like social media and everything that we see, that I feel like a lot of the times we're waiting for some huge moment or something great to happen, but most of life is kind of mediocre. And it's the little things, like the small things and the little changes and the differences that you make that have a bigger impact, and they end up being a grander thing later on. But it's like, when every day we're constantly just seeing like all this like huge sensationalized things, it's like we're almost looking at our own lives like, oh, when's that gonna happen to me? And when it doesn't, it can kind of like really throw you for a loop. You're like, wait, what? Life isn't like this. But
yeah,
my good friend told me that it might not be like some huge thing. You got to look at like the small, like focus on the your small wins. That's what matters, and that's what's, you know, real and happening. So,
and that's very true. Yeah. It's very mm-hmm. true. Someone told me the other day, be like a tree. You know, a tree grows down in order to go up. You have to go through hell in order to get to heaven.
Mm. Yes.
And
I love that.
It's so real, you know. Sometimes mm-hmm. you have to go through, like, some of the darkest shit in order to get to where you really want to be. I mean, also look at Robert mm-hmm. Downey Jr.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, but so going to this last project, Honeysuckle, what was the inspiration behind it?
Definitely, like, I guess, fake friends and just like feeling like people that aren't really for you and like and haters. And that was before I got the hate on my channel, but when that happened, I was like, this is exactly why I wrote this song. Like, yeah, it's crazy. And I mean, we all like, I guess I have really been working on like being able to decipher intentions, because there's, you know, all kinds of people we encounter in the world, and sometimes like there's people who like drain your energy and they like are disguised as like a friend, but they aren't really that to you, and you have to like figure that out. And I think I had made, you know, I had kind of been a little crazy in 2019 and just was like raging. Maybe I knew like COVID was about to happen, but I feel like I invited a lot of people into my life that I like truly didn't know. And so I was mm-hmm. having to take some time to really assess and like figure that out. And I think we all have those times where you feel a little bit like, you like, damn, they try to play me, but you know what? Like you can't play me. Like no honeysucker can play me. And no, I feel yeah, that's what it was about. And I mean, it's also like an ode to like the real ones and my friends who truly are there for me too. Mm-hmm. It's not just the spotlight, only like the haters or whatever, but it is to kind of, it's like a little bit of this like empowerment tune. Like, you know what? I see you, and now I know, like, you can't play me.
So. Yeah. No, like, that's real. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. I love that. Like, I'm not going to go deep into that conversation, but when I wrote you, I looked back, and I remembered a small conversation that we had about someone talking about you. And I had mentioned it to you, and I was like, just your response to it was just like, oh, well, you know, no, that person was already this way, and I just realized it, so, like, thank you for that, like, I'm good, I'm done with that, and hearing how you are now, it's like, yo, that's it, that was super consistent and very true, and I felt like, maybe that's part of the reason why she wrote that, too, like, that there's a little bit of that in there, and that made me respect you even more, and was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. I got that.
Thank you.
No, that's real. Go ahead.
It's like a lot of the times, like you were saying too, like people will say something, but they really have nothing to say. It's like they will talk about you, but because they don't really know who you are, the things that they're saying, like even other people recognize it. And it's interesting that like I recently had somebody who I just kind of stopped. Conversation and stuff like that and communicating, because I realized this probably wasn't somebody who I wanted to keep in my life, but they like tried to, I guess, reach out to it. I don't know, it was really weird. They basically were like attacking me and putting the whole like responsibility of our friendship on me, like, oh, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, like you're not a good friend. I'm like, you could have also hit me up, like,
yeah, no. Right, the phone works both ways.
But it was funny because within that conversation, they basically told me how they were talking about me to other friends. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, so thanks for letting me know that you've talked to other people, everybody about me except me. Like,
yeah,
not how you, that's, if you really do want to like work out and be a friend, like you just don't go around like talking about the person or use other people to relay a message. Like that's not the way you go about things. You just have to, you know, face them head on. And I'm a Libra. I'm like non-confrontational. So sometimes I don't just like say, hey, I can't be your friend anymore. But like, it's just, that's like a hard conversation to have anyway. So sometimes it's like you grow apart and it's just natural. And I think that's what I thought was happening, but they kind of like reached out and was like kind of trying to grab onto something. And it was just to create drama though. I was like, wow, I made the right decision. So
no, I feel you.
Confirmation.
No, that's it. I'm a Leo and I can read people really well. And I'm just like, like I know what you're about, but I'll entertain you for a little bit. Like, and then when it hits the fan, then it's like, oh yeah, I gotta be out. Sorry. I don't need that. That's not healthy. But I've had, but I also recognize when I make mistakes, and so I reach out to people and I apologize. And
oh yeah,
because that's really important for, you know, self growth, really. But aside from that, out of all the projects that you've done so far, which one is your favorite? Which one do you hold near or dear to you?
Ooh, I'd say definitely probably my most recent EP, the B EP. It's like B33.
Yeah.
That EP, it was just basically like a collective of songs that are all kind of celebrating Gaia, our earth, and just it embodied like my new sound, I guess. So I really love it. I worked with my really good friend Goldie Lux on that album. She produced the EP, and she's amazing. She's out on the East Coast, so we're representing the East and West.
Oh yeah, I love that. Yeah, I heard some of her music, and I was like, okay, where's this person? This is dope. And hearing that clash with you too, like, you can hear the East Coast, and then you can hear like your West Coast kind of energy. And the first thing I thought of was, she sounds like a new age hippie, and I like it. Like, it was kind of it was kind of cool. Like, I liked it. Yeah, I think it's something that's really gonna catch on.
Thank you. Yeah, it was funny because another interview I had, I think it was a while ago, but they said I'm like a new age, like punk. Like, it's not the sound of punk, but it's that attitude.
The attitude, yeah.
Yeah. And so I like it. Like, yeah. And it's definitely the hippie vibe. Like, because I feel like it needs to become like a trend to give a fuck about our planet. Because at this point, it's like, I've studied it. Like, and I realized, you know, even environmental law, like, Earth Day, all this stuff has been going on for years, like since the 70s, and we still don't have as many changes as we could. And so I'm just like, well, what'll make the biggest difference here? I guess that's usually what I'm trying to like always think about. Like, my mind is like, how do you like creatively educate people then? Because if people aren't listening just based off the facts or just changing laws because they know about it, like, it's like, well, maybe it needs to be like a cultural shift. It needs to be like, you know, a lifestyle change. And I truly do think that, because our lifestyles, at least here in America, we're a huge consumer nation, and our lifestyles, it's like built around all this consumption. So if we think about like our lifestyles changing, like even simple chores that are ingrained in us to do every day, like, oh, like, don't take out the trash, go take out the compost, like, you know, little things like that. And if we all start doing those things and our lifestyles have these shifts, then it's easy to be sustainable. It is convenient. I call it, like, at the moment we're in this stage where we have to try to choose consciousness over convenience, because convenience is really what's like harmful to our planet most of the time. Like, most convenient options are, so it's like, if we can choose to be a little more conscious and maybe take a little more time on our choices when it comes to consumption or whatever, like, then eventually we can, like, I really do believe that we can shift the market based on our, you know, our consumption patterns. Like, if we decided to become more conscious, the markets and all these companies, they're going to have to make that a market. Because if we stop buying all the other stuff, it's like, vote with your wallet, you know?
Yeah.
Money talks. It does. And so I really think if we can get on like this same hype of like, it's cool to be sustainable, eco-friendly, like, you know,
it's not like, only cool, but it's needed, you know?
It really is.
Like that girl, Greta.
Greta Thunberg.
Yeah. Like, just seeing like this teenager, this kid, you know, standing up and saying, hey, this is wrong. Why aren't we doing anything about it? And her becoming a household name because she was brave enough to just keep pushing it. And that's a big and beautiful thing. And I think that it takes bravery with smarts. And then trying to figure out how to put these two together and make people listen. And then when you have that, it's like, okay, I have all these things. How can I make people listen? and you decided music. And mm-hmm. and that's dope, because it's the quickest way to deliver a message. People hold on to it faster. And when someone plays something enough times, it stays with their memory. It stays in their memory. It stays with them. So mm-hmm. You're fighting a good fight, and you're on the right path. What is one thing that you want to see going forward, especially here in this fucked up place we call home? Like, what is the number one thing that you would want to actually say that to, you know, the powers that be? Like, this is the number one thing we need to focus on. What would that thing be for you?
So I kind of have like three main like biggest environmental issues, because there's so many, like, you kind of have to, in the scope of things, like, condense and like kind of target what you're gonna on. And so I think, well, oh, if it was the powers that be, I would most definitely say we need to get off oil, like, stop using fossil fuels, like, please, we just need to stop that. Like, that is, like, huge, because that's where, yeah, a lot of impact for as far as, like, our climate is. If it changes, you know, 1.5 degrees, it's going to be a whole different world. Like, there'll be a lot more. I mean, we're already seeing a lot more intense weather events and all that. That's only going to increase. It's going to only displace more people from homes. There's going to be less land, which will mean there's, you know, less different foraging patterns for animals, more going extinct, especially bees. When bees don't have enough foraging land, they're not going to pollinate a lot, and that means they'll be detrimental to our own food supply. So definitely the bees are, like, a huge factor for me too, like, promoting our pollinators. But right now I think we should stop, like, using oil for sure, and try to, there's plenty of options we could work on. But yeah, I'd say that, promoting our pollinators, sustainability in an everyday lifestyle, and trying to come up with creative solutions to our plastic problems, and using the plastic to fuel and help the other environmental problems.
So what would you say to people who will argue that, yes, the environment is important, yes, these animals are important, but we need to survive?
That's a human-centric view, so I totally got you. When you care, so there's, like, different views. If you care about, like, the whole thing, it's like you're an ecocentric, you see the world in an ecocentric view. All things matter, living and non-living. You care about the whole system. If you care about just living things, that includes animals, it's, like, biocentric. But if you are mainly very human-centered, you have an anthropocentric view, and you want to know what benefits humans. And so, yeah, I would definitely say that being a good steward of your environment helps your own way of life and quality of life, and the quality for future generations. Because if you care about humans, it's like, we're, the way we're living right now, there's going to be generations down the line that will not have the same resources and things available to them that we had. And if you care for humans, you should care that that isn't fair. And those are your, like, great, 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 you know, grandchildren or whatever that you're, you know, you should think about. And I mean, even if people are just like, well, what about right now? It's like, well, we have a lot of bad air quality. The meat industry, there's a lot of, like, antibiotics in our meat. Like, your quality and your health right now could probably change significantly if you started living a little bit more sustainable, maybe became more vegetarian, maybe rode a bike some days rather than doing a car. Like, certain little changes can do wonders for just your own daily life and your body and how you feel too. So it's like, there's definitely a lot of ways that living a more sustainable lifestyle and kind of being conscious about the earth, rather than, it just takes a second to be conscious. Like, I guess that's the downside to people, but it's like, ultimately your way of life, I truly think, will be better. Because, and the reason I promote sustainability so much is because I found true fulfillment out of it. started, I went back to school. I was like, okay, I'm going to get my degree in this. And I really started to look around. And at first I felt very hopeless. I was like, oh my gosh, so many things, I can't do anything. But I was like, what are the few things I can do, like, that I have control over? And I was at first looking at my diet. I was like, oh, I can control what I put in my mouth. Like, okay, I'll stop eating meat. And that lowers your carbon footprint, like, a lot, because the meat industry, there's a lot of greenhouse gases that are emitted from it. It's just mainly because of the mass production. Yeah. If it was on a smaller scale, if you chose, like, to eat more, like, grass-fed beef, or, you know, kind of more sustainable, then I definitely support that. I'm a firm believer in doing what you can, like, within your capacity, like, within your means. Like, if you can't do that, it's not the end of the world. I'm sure there's something else you can do that'll make a difference. You know, picking up the trash when you see it at the beach, or, you know, turning off your lights when you're leaving the room, like, small little things, they do add up. And I think the biggest thing is we should, like, encourage each other. And I found a lot of fulfillment with sustainability. I realized you could have, like, a house full of stuff, but you could still feel, like, empty inside.
Oof.
And it's because, like, those things don't actually bring us happiness. And also, if you think of it a little further, like, subconsciously, I think we feel the effects of that consumption, like, in our psyche, like, even if we aren't thinking about it when we purchase it, but, like, everything has, like, you know, there's something that it's affecting. And, like, I feel like that might be a little bit of why we aren't happy from the stuff too, is because they might be having a negative effect later on, like, in their life cycle of that plastic bottle or whatever. And it's like, you know, when I started, like, switching my household to, like, more sustainable products, like, all my stuff's like bamboo, paper products and stuff like that. I'm going to plug it, but Grove is an awesome website. If you're looking for sustainable swaps, they have, like, something for the whole household, like, body care, all that stuff. It's a really cool site, and it helped me, like, switch to a lot of sustainable options. And when they ship, they are also very conscious. They even use, like, paper tape when they tape up their boxes. They've thought of it all. Like, they're amazing. Wow. And so I want to just share Grove Collaborative, or just grove.com, I think. Yeah, they're amazing. There's an app for them. But yeah, I just started to feel better about my purchases and better about the things I was, like, constantly using every day. It's like, oh, okay, well, I now know that this is, like, it's made, it's carbon neutral, you know, it's not going to go in a landfill, or, you know, whatever it be. Like, I know that this will be recycled. It just made me feel better. That gave me a more fulfillment in the small things in life. And that's what we were talking about earlier. It's the small things that really do matter. And I started to realize that when I started to make my own shifts and changes in my life. And I just hope to share it with other people, because I do feel happier. So
no, that's good. And that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And what you said was just right on point. Like, it just takes, like, well, what can I do? And it's a small thing. It could be just a small thing, but it matters in a big way. My grandmother is in her 70s, and I come over, and she's just like, hey, can you break this down for me? And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't know what it was until I go to the side of the house and I see, you know, boxes of things. And I'm like, yo, why don't you just throw this away? And she was like, no, because that's wood. And I'm like, yeah, but it also has metal on it. Yeah, that's what I want you to do. Take that off and then put it in this box with all the other metals. And then here's all the plastics. And then here's the aluminum. And then here's this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so what are you going to do with all this? And like, oh, these people come and they take it and recycle it. And I was like, aww. Why don't you just put it all in the recycle bin? And she was like, no, because then it all goes to the same place when they all could be doing different things. And I'm like, wow. Because she's older, I'm thinking the mindset would have to be, I'm just going to throw it all away. Who cares? But she's like, no, like, I can break this down. I can do this. It takes only a minute. And I'm thinking, if she can do that, then why aren't we doing this on the regular? And now it got me thinking about how I discard things, or what can I reuse, or finding things that are reusable. I was never like conscientious of the environment as much. but then mm-hmm. I realized that I didn't need really anything. So I was like, oh, my carbon footprint must be like zero because I don't do anything. I walk most of the time, ride my bike or ride a skateboard. Mm-hmm. And I wear the same clothes every day. So I wear black and white all the time. But I just realized like it actually means something. And then I started looking into this company called Ten Trees. Have you heard of them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I started buying some of their stuff and that's realized.
Cool. They plant trees. That's so cool.
And I was like, that's so cool. We should do more of this. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we can, but it was something that I should think about. You know, and you're bringing up really, really good and valid points.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't take like one person doing it perfectly. You know, it's like many doing it imperfectly is what makes a change. And
yeah,
we just got to encourage each other. But there's not, you know, it's like who's out there, though, like being this mascot for like, you know, like the planet. I mean,
you.
There are some people doing it. But yeah, I'm trying to make that catch on. And I like support all my other environmental activists and artists that are doing their part too. It's gonna take a lot of us. It's not just like just me and I want to do it for that. It's like I think it's like many voices that need to be heard, and we will be able to like make a difference. So
yeah, exactly. So mm-hmm. what's going on with your next project? Do you have something in the works? Or
Yes, I have a song called Glass. I got it mixed and mastered. I got it back, and I actually just set a release date. So it's a May 28th, I believe, it's going to drop.
May 28th. So,
yeah, this next month. I have plans to like pitch it to like the Spotify playlist curator. So let's hope it gets on something, because that would be awesome. But yeah, it's called Glass. It's actually about like living, you're talking about like doing art, being an artist, but also living differently or doing something different than what society would say is like, oh, that's normal. Yeah. And at times it feels like I'm walking on glass. And that was like the main point of it. It was basically like, I'm just trying to go and make the whole world greener, you know, like that's all I'm trying to do. But you find yourself feeling like you're just sometimes at odds with things, and you're like, well, I know I'm different, but that's all I know how to do. Like, I don't want to be cookie cutter or do something that other people are doing, because that's just not me or the way I have to say it. So yeah, I'm really stoked for it, though. I had a lot of great people to work on it. I got the beat from E-Water. He's in the Bay Area. So I got my other friend Taste Beats. He added onto the beat. So there's two producers, and then Goldilocks did some vocal production for me, and Elliot Polo, he did my mixing and mastering. So I got like a lot of amazing and talented people that helped me work on it. So it's gonna be big. This is actually the first song I got like professionally mixed and mastered.
Ooh.
So yeah. Oh, Goldilocks did the mixing and mastering for our EP, and she did really good. But this was like, I sent it out like, so like, okay, this is like, I'm doing something I haven't done before.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that it like, it comes out good, or there's good response for it. But yeah,
I'm sure there will be.
Yeah, I'm thinking of dropping it or debuting it. I'm dropping it obviously in May, but I'm debuting it this Friday because I have a show. So.
Yeah, hype it up. What's the show? Where it's at?
Goldfield, Midtown Goldfield in Sacramento on J and 17th.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Look, yeah. Nice. Yeah. I haven't been there in a while, but yeah, so it's going to be on Friday or this
Friday. Yeah, April 29th, this Friday. Doors are at 6 p.m.
Okay. And I just realized me saying, oh, this Friday is kind of ridiculous since I'm going to be dropping this next Wednesday. So it's going to be after the show. But
that's okay.
But
oh,
I'll still promote it. I'll still promote and make sure that people see and
well, like, go I'm to the show. Sure there'll be video and footage. So look out for that, guys. Because, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And Glass will be coming soon. So
so how excited are you for this weekend?
Oh, I'm like, I'm super stoked. I'm going to do some rehearsals today because I'm also on my buddy's track, the one who got me on the show. They go by Deadweight, and they have a set, and I'm going to be on their set in a track that I featured on. So that'll be really fun. So we're rehearsing that today. So that's actually another song and project that'll drop. It's called Just Begun, but we don't have a drop date yet. But okay. Look out for it.
And what about an album?
So I actually, since like school's letting up, hopefully I'll be able to like start working on the next album. Goldilocks and I definitely want to do more stuff. We work incredibly together. It's just like a really cool like back and forth that we're able to do and like create. So she's been doing other projects that I've like heard, and I just hear like she just keeps sounding better and better. So I'm like really excited to like work on our like second album together. So that'll be really dope. But yeah, right now I have a few like I guess singles that are on the back burner. They'll be dropping. So
okay, cool. I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to it. So you got music coming, you got performances coming, mm-hmm. you're currently in school and you're studying what?
Oh, so I already have my degree in environmental studies, but I'm getting a degree, a bachelor's in communication, because I want to basically, I call myself a creative educator or whatever, but I want to be a communicator of like environmental issues and sustainability. So I felt like the bachelor's in communications kind of rounded out the knowledge that I already had with like the environmental stuff. So
no, I feel you. You're doing a lot. I mean, I love it. I love it. I am the person that is like, no, go back to school if you want to do something else. Like, I already got a degree in physical education. Now I'm going in for business, and I'm also getting
a
degree in fashion. I'm concentrating on
Oh my gosh. That's like, what I started in.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm doing exciting. And I'm doing both of them at the same time, both business and fashion at the same time. And
oh, that's great. Yeah,
and I got 4.0s in both, and everyone around Ooh. Me is like, how the hell are you doing that? I was like, dude, I have nothing to do outside of the things that I have to do, which means I mm-hmm. get to do what I want to do. And mm-hmm. I'm having a lot of fun in the process. So it just makes it easier. But that is amazing. So you have all of these things. What is your personal life like? Are you dating, or are you just like, nope, don't need that energy, I'm just focused on me right now? This world is crazy, I don't need another crazy person.
Oh my god, yeah, no, actually I am. My boyfriend and I actually met like making music together. So Woo! Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Is he
his name's Sean. He actually is an artist too. He goes by Gate, and he's a very sick like trap metal artist.
Hey.
So yeah, he's also gonna have a feature on the show that we're on too. So we're just little like music nerds.
That is
him,
dope.
Him more so than me. No, he taught me music theory. He's also like a music instructor. So yeah.
Oh, okay, so now you have mm-hmm. somebody that's like, okay, let me show you how to manipulate this beat and how to do this. And okay, see, now you have like really all the pieces right now. Like, what is the one thing that you feel like you need in order to get to that next point?
Honestly, I do think like a little bit more team. I do want to have more of a team where there's like, you know, people pushing me and like doing, I do those things already, but I think like a few more like people putting it out would be like super helpful to like to getting it out to more people. But that, and just like I want to do more shows, and I want to, I guess, make more TikTok videos.
Oh my god!
I guess there's like an open market that I need to like, I need to work on having consistency at. But yeah, oh, hopefully with summer I can have more free time to do those things. But yeah, I if it's just up to me, I'm gonna say lots more shows. And just getting myself out there with like visual content, because like you said, you saw like a picture of me and that like you went down the rabbit hole from there, and it was like, yes, that's kind of a part of like the look I made, like the stingers and all that, was to try to catch the attention of people. It was like, okay, let me be this like animated like insect, Like that's what I want to be.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It will work. It's just it's kind of hard now because you're like, you're so busy, and it's like, do I really have time to make a TikTok video? And then I'm thinking to myself, like, cause I have that issue, and I'm just thinking to myself, you know, I spend a lot of time scrolling. I might as well just start recording or post a picture. And that's my biggest issue right now, finding the time to do that. But, you know, I've learned that there are 168 hours in the week. So we just have to realize, you know, how we're spending our time. If we're working 40 hours a week, you know, we have 128. You spend 42 hours a week sleeping. So you have like 80 something hours right there to be able to.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? So there is time. There's time to, you know, push yourself. There's time to motivate yourself. There's time to save the planet. Like it just takes a little bit. It just takes a little bit.
Yeah.
And man, that's amazing. So where can people find you?
You can find me at the B Music. On like all platforms. That's my username for like everything. I am on Spotify and Apple Music and all that stuff. If you follow my socials, there's just an easy like link that you can click on to get to all of those. But you can search, probably the fastest way to find me is B-E-E and Goldilux, G-O-L-D-I-L-U-X. Wait, did I spell that right? G-O-L-D-I-L-U-X. Yeah, if you write B and Goldilux, the album will come up and then you can like find me. Cause there's like lots of B's I found out on like Spotify and all that. So I'm like, okay, if you write us both, you will be able to get to my actual main channel because like there's that project that we have together. So that's like the quickest way to find me. But yeah, the B Music.
And I will make sure to put all of your socials on the description in this video, or video, it's not a video, but in this podcast, and then I'll put it everywhere. But
awesome. Yeah, I can send you links to, like, so it's easier to.
Oh, I have it all queued up. Like, I followed you on there on Spotify because I knew how hard it was to find you the first time. I put you in my rotation for my playlist. So,
thank you. Worry. Yeah. Hopefully the more popular it gets, the easier it'll be to find.
Oh, for sure. Like, who knew that there would be that many bees, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
I
might have to put dots in between or something so they know it's an acronym.
Yeah.
I aesthetically didn't like that though. That's weird of me, but I was like, I just like all like caps. I don't know if I like the dots in the between, but I might just have to do that like quick little switch, but everything will still be the same. It'll just add little dots.
Maybe, or just keep it B because it's, it's simple and it's you, might as well take on that because of the double meaning, but then you're also like your own duality. So that's really dope.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you so much for coming on. Like, this was so fun to talk to you and to really hear like your inspiration and everything. But
yeah, definitely.
I do
thank
have
you.
One question first.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from Lady Gaga, who's the one artist that you would love to work with?
Post Malone.
That's interesting. Why? Tell me more.
I feel like just like his tone and everything. I really dig his style, and it's like he crosses so many genres. He's not just hip hop, and I feel like that's what I strive to do. I kind of do. Like it is hard to fit me in just like a hip hop genre, but I think as a person, as an artist, he just is like quite a beautiful soul, and I think there's a lot of authenticness behind him. And his music, I've connected with it a lot, so I just would love to work with him. I kind of want to be the female Post Malone.
Ooh, okay.
So that. that's why I would love to work with him. And actually my buddy Danny has a very like similar tone, and I was just like, oh my gosh, see, this is like the beginnings of me like working with like somebody who sounds like Coasty. So
That's all you need.
It's really cool.
And one producer.
And one producer?
Yeah. Who's the producer that you would want to work with?
Ooh. Oh my gosh, that's actually a pretty hard one. Honestly, I kind of want to steal Lady Gaga's producer, Blood Pop. I'd like to work with Blood Pop because I feel like, yeah, I feel like he would get it.
No, yeah, like I okay, I feel that. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's amazing. Thank you again so much, ladies and gentlemen. B, I really need an applause button or something. Or that's better. Okay, thank you so much, and you kick ass and keep making music.
Thank you. You too. Keep rocking it. You're doing amazing.
Thank you so much. All yeah. right, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, can't wait. See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, that is B. And I authentically do love her energy and love the message. And since we were talking about it, I will close the show with her song, Honeysucker. This is the latest single that she dropped earlier this year. So here it is. Enjoy. And be sure to follow her on all socials. That's The B Music. All right. And I will see you guys soon. Peace.
Just keep them shots everywhere that I go. They line up to see me cause I am special. The higher I climb, the harder they fall. I'm praying for peace. Or nothing at all. Look at yourself, tryna act like you. Maybe it's yourself. I'm up in the sea, clearly. I'm the queen, and now it's time to go baby. The gecko don't stop to cry when I'm complaining. Now turn up your cup, did you know? No happy sucker can play me. It's my time, bitch, and I'm standing tough. Everybody know, everybody wanna know. Everybody tryna get a piece of that dough. But it's my honey, I said no, no, no. Cause money to be sustainable. These honeysuckers always been after me. Man, they locked up, I had the key. I've always been who I'm supposed to be. Shine the light. Don't try to friend me. I-